Say, Lord Jesus,
I have eyes that see.
I have ears that hear.
And my heart does perceive.
You're talking to me.
This is a book by E.W. Kenyon that I've had for many years.
And it's entitled The New Kind of Love. The solution of the love problem, human love is bankrupt. Are you ready? Walking in love. This is the walk of the recreated spirit. Not your soul, not your mind, will, and emotions. Because I'm not going to give you all of the soulish aspect. I'm just trying to tell you how you're going to go forward with your spirit. This is the walk of the recreated spirit of one who has received the love nature of the Father. Say, I've received the love nature of my Father when the Holy Spirit came in. Amen? To walk in love is actually to live in God. Just close your eyes. Say, to walk in love.
To walk in love.
Is actually to live in God.
Is actually to live in God. God.
If you abide in me and my words abide in you, or if you live in love and love lives in you, ask whatsoever you will and it shall be done unto you.
Amen.
It is the realm where the word dominates, where faith functions. Faith grows in the atmosphere of love. I have no faith. Maybe you got a love problem. Faith grows in the atmosphere of love. You want to grow your faith? Grow your love. Faith becomes a dominating and creating force when love really rules. See, we can say I love, but I'm only going to love those who never hurt me or will never irritate me. What have you got? You've got control. And you've got the spirit of fear, having a party, right? Okay. Are you ready? It is the realm of fellowship with the Father, with the Word, and with one another. So what are we talking about tonight? We're all talking about the same subject, and the realm of fellowship is with the Father, and with the Word. The Word is Christ Jesus. Amen? He became flesh. Where is he? He's alive in me. The sweetest thing about this love life is fellowship. We come together without suspicion, in utter unselfishness, to give our best. We come to give. The person who comes to get is impoverished by getting. Just close your eyes. Digest that one. The person who comes to get is impoverished by getting. Say, when I come to get, I'm impoverished by getting. How many Christian workers have lost the beauty and fragrance of life by always dreaming of getting rather than giving? As we live in this realm of love, the Holy Spirit is able to guide us into all truth and all reality. As we walk in love, the Word opens and becomes responsive to us. God is in His Word. And as we read it, our hearts are filled with joy and gladness. I question if anyone can ever understand the 23rd Psalm until they abide in the realm of love. Again, I question if anyone can ever understand the 23rd Psalm until they abide in the realm of love. Repeat it softly. The Lord is my shepherd. Come on. The Lord
is my shepherd.
I shall not want. Take a deep breath. The Hebrew word Lord is Jehovah. Jehovah is a word of three tenses: past, present, and future. He is the Jehovah of yesterday, the God of now, and He will be the same tomorrow. He is our shepherd, so we don't want. He is leading us into the rich pasture of fellowship, into the marvelous field of love that we find in the Word. The Spirit unveiling of the Word is love. Unveiling. I repeat, the Spirit's unveiling of the Word is love's unveiling. He is letting us see Himself in the Word. We see Him as the Father, the Lover, the Comforter, and the Overcoming One, and as of today, a mother. Walking in love has back of it vast possibilities of growth, of development, of entering into our rights and privileges in Christ. We come to understand the reality of His indwelling and remember that the greater one is in me. That His ability is at our disposal. Just close your eyes one more time. Say, I come to understand the reality of His indwelling. And remember that the greater one is in me. That His ability is at my disposal.
His ability is at my disposal.
We remember that His word in our lips has dominating authority. We rule diseases and circumstances as we walk in love. We take Jesus' place, speak Jesus' words, and do Jesus' work. It leads us into the reality of His ability in the living Word. Some of us have never grasped this truth. But God's ability to heal the sick is in the Word. It becomes mighty in our lips and in our prayer. When I love someone, I act on their words. Unconsciously, I love him and I act on his word unconsciously. It's automatic. It is no effort to believe. Love never tries to believe, never tries to have faith. The very word love suggests faith. Love makes our faith become limitless. Are you pondering on that one? Say, love.
Love.
Makes my faith.
Makes my faith.
Become limitless.
Become limitless.
Most of you know Andy Rivera. When Andy's aunt would bring Andy to Grace Church every single Friday she was there for the healing service. Andy had been diagnosed with, I forgot how many problems, cancer in the blood, etc., etc. He wasn't supposed to live. And I would pick him up, and I'd hold him in my arms, and I would walk back and forth, just praying in the Spirit, and I would anoint him and cry. Because every time I picked him up, it was like picking up one of my own. And I couldn't stop the tears, because they would automatically pour out of me. Love makes my faith become limitless. When he was declared free of all the diseases, there were more tears. When I see him, I jump. My inner man jumps. Why? Because God made us one over a period of about a year and a half. Now back to this word. Now we can understand as never before our utter oneness with him. This blessed oneness suggests our usefulness of our ability to help them and help men and help women. God is a spirit and we are spirits. Ah. Do you know how long it took for me to believe that word? Just close your eyes one more time. Say, God is a spirit.
God is a spirit.
I am made in his image.
I am made in his image.
And we are spirits.
And we are spirits.
God has imparted to us.
God has imparted to us.
His nature.
His nature.
His nature is love.
His nature is love.
It's not fear.
Not fear.
It is the most normal thing for us to live, talk, and act love. I stress the word act. Put on a snow job and see if God believes you. Our greatest difficulty has been that we forget what we are in Christ. We remember that we have been, we remember what we were in the old life. We remember our failures, our weaknesses, and our lack. But we forget that the new creation is the end of failure because God has imparted himself to us. Amen. Say, my greatest difficulty.
My greatest difficulty
has been that I forget. What I am in Christ.
What I am in Christ.
I remember. What I have been.
What I have been.
I remember. What I was in my old life.
What I was in my old life.
I remember my failures. I remember my weaknesses.
And my lack. and my lack.
But I forget that the new creation, is the end of failure. Because God has imparted himself to me. Wow.
I remember that he said.
Yeah, you can try it. Say, I remember that he said.
I
can do all things.
In him who strengthens me.
And I'm in him.
And he's in me.
And he's in me, yes. There is no lack, no weakness, no problem that he cannot solve. There is no difficulty that he cannot surmount. No diseases that he cannot heal. He is in us. His ability is ours. His grace is ours. His love is ours. We have become one with him. Say, he is in me.
He is in me.
His ability is in me.
His ability is in me.
His grace is mine.
His grace is mine.
His love is mine.
His love is mine.
And I have become one with him.
And I have become one with him.
That seals it.
That seals it.
Say yum yum.
Yum yum.
Some of you are getting excited because it's breaking down the unbelief. Because unbelief has to do with the fear that I'll never make it. It has a lot to do with my future. When I'm assured that everything that happens to me is used for my good, all the old fears fall apart. Amen? Say, look at your neighbor. Say, I'm getting a clue. The same love that's in me,
is in you.
Get it.
Understand it.
Believe it. Don't be stubborn like the old self.
Because
he died.
That old self died.
On the tree. With Jesus.
Then he rose again.
And I'm on the third day.
This is the day
that the Lord is rejoicing
about his creation.
I'm his creation.
And so are you.
Got it.